Today we continue our profiles of inspirational Western Australians. Sarah Vincey is the guest. Sarah lives with spina bifida and has achieved a lot in her career. She represented Australia at the 2012 London Olympics in wheelchair basketball, where she came home with a silver medal. And Sarah had a chat with the ABC's Akash Fotodar and started by discussing the challenges of her condition.
Well, first of all, I guess I haven't really known any different because I've been in the wheelchair all my life. But I think just like getting around in everyday life, like seeing my sister, being able to do things that I can't do, that was a bit of a challenge as I was growing up. But as for the walking part, I probably, yeah, wouldn't know the difference. So I've kind of just, I pretty much adapted things, and it's just natural for me now.
And how did you handle that, I guess, you know, seeing your sister and that, you know, being able to find things easier, I guess?
I was pretty jealous of her, some things, like, you know, she was be able to do like gymnastics when she was younger and stuff like that, and there are the things that I would have loved to do, even things as simple as, like, you know, wearing some shoes or something. Like, obviously it's a bit more difficult with me or something like that. So I was quite jealous of her growing up. But I guess, well, that's where basketball kind of helped in that way.
And so how did you get into wheelchair basketball? Was there any role models or inspirations?
Well, every year, if I still actually go, we have like a spina bifida camp, and you just kind of get to know people, and everyone kind of was like, told my parents to bring me down and that. So they brought me down when I was, I think it was like six, and I think I got hit in the head with a ball and cried and wouldn't go back. But then a couple of years later, I finally was like, okay, I want to go again. So gave it a go, and I think, yeah, I've been playing ever since.
And what was it about basketball that sort of hooked you? You know, you said, you mentioned your first experience wasn't great.
Yeah, no, that wasn't too good. But I think it was the social aspect back then, getting to know people with the same disability or other disabilities, just with the same challenges, I guess. But, yeah, from then, yeah, it's more social how it started.
And in wheelchair basketball, you're classified as a one-point player. Can you just explain to people what that means and what the other classifications are?
Yes, so you're only allowed 14 points at once, and each person is classed between 1 and 4.5, depending on disability. So I've got, I'm classed as quite a high disability, so I don't have much core function, whereas others, you know, they might be able to walk still, but they've still got a disability that impacts them. So, yeah, I'm kind of like at the bottom range of that, so full-time wheelchair and everything.
Can you talk us through a bit about your journey in wheelchair basketball? You mentioned you started playing when you were about 8 years old. So how did you progress through the sport to, you know, where you've got to today?
So it was just playing our local league competition with Rebound, and then I just started getting onto the junior state team with our coach Frank Pontal back then. He passed away quite a few years ago, but he was such an inspiration. Like, he played as well, so he brought pretty much most of us into the sport. So yeah, got into that and went to my first junior nationals in 2006. And just was seen with, you know, Australian coaches from there, and got into the squad, and, yeah, pretty much here I am.
And what does being able to play basketball mean to you? What kind of feelings does it bring up, you know, when you get to be out on the court with your teammates?
Oh, it's amazing. It's pretty much the best experience you can have. Like, you know, you're representing Australia. Like, it's amazing. I probably wouldn't have even done that if I wasn't in a wheelchair. So I guess I'm thankful in some ways as well. But, yeah, it's absolutely amazing.
What role has the sport played in your life?
It's definitely made me more confident. I think growing up I was quite shy, quite, you know, being different to other people at school and stuff. So I'd be quite distant. But I think it's kind of made me a bit more confident in myself and to not be, I guess, ashamed of my disability, more just embrace it. So,
if you've just joined us on ABC Radio Perth and WA, my guest is Sarah Vincey. Sarah has had a long and distinguished career in wheelchair basketball, and we are discussing that life and career at the moment. And moving a bit more onto, I guess, your career and some of your achievements, you've achieved quite a lot. I am going to embarrass you a little bit here. You know, you've represented Australia in world championships, under 25 world championships, and, you know, being part of medal-winning teams at Paralympics and those world championships. What does that feel like to represent your country, you know, at the London Paralympics in 2012?
Everyone asks me that. It's just so hard to explain. Like, it's just being there, just, you know, making the Paralympics, it was just like a whole nother world. It was just, it's absolutely amazing. And then winning a gold medal, that's just even better. Yeah, it's really hard to explain, but it's pretty amazing.
Would you say the Paralympics were the career highlight, or what is your career highlight?
Definitely the Paralympics, yeah. It's just seeing everyone there, everyone's the same disabilities, well, has disabilities, but, yeah, it's just, it's amazing.
What impact has, you know, being a Paralympic medalist had on your life? Did it change your life coming home as a medal winner from a Paralympic Games?
I wouldn't say it's changed it. Obviously, unfortunately, disabled sport is still not as highly seen as the Olympics and stuff. So I wouldn't class myself as famous or anything. Like, you wouldn't know me as some Olympians that everyone knows. But I don't know. It's still an achievement for myself and for my family. So it's still very important.
You mentioned to me you've been playing for almost 20 years, was it?
Yes, that's admitting my age now.
Well, you've had a long and distinguished career. Did you think when you first started playing wheelchair basketball you would have such a successful career and achieve what you have?
Not at all. I just wanted to meet people and have friends and stuff, so I never thought it would turn into this, but I don't regret any of it, that's for sure.
How would you sum up your own career?
Oh, it's exhausting. I wouldn't lie, but it's worth it. Definitely worth it.
What do you do outside of the sport? Let's find out a little bit more about you as a person.
Well, at the moment it's just focused on basketball, but I have studied residential and commercial drafting, but yet to look for a job there. But that's probably something I'm really passionate about as well.
And so that would be the next step post-basketball career?
Hopefully I can start before I finish my career, but definitely that's going to be something I'm going to concentrate on after, for sure.
And what does the future hold for Sarah Vincey? What's next in the immediate future?
So we've got our qualifiers at the end of this year, which will be for the Tokyo Paralympics. Hopefully we qualify and I make the team for that one. And then I'm actually not too sure. We'll have to reassess things after that.
Do you have further long-term goals for your career?
In basketball, I'm not too sure. I think I just want to make it to Tokyo and then we'll go from there.
What would be your message to other people, particularly young people who might find themselves in similar situations that you were as a young person, looking at, you know, they might be struggling with a disability and thinking, you know, what should I do? Where should I go from here?
I think it's not to let it stop you. I think if it's getting involved in an association such as Rebound or just speaking to others, like, just don't let it stop you is my biggest thing. Like, life's not over. You can achieve so much even if you're in a wheelchair or have some kind of disability. So that's my biggest thing.
Just get out there and try.
Pretty much, yeah. Just don't stay at home. Get out and do something. It's worth it.
Yeah. Would you say with basketball, you mentioned the social side of it. Has that been perhaps a bigger impact, I guess, than all the on-field achievements?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I would say majority of my friends come from Rebound or basketball or somewhere. And, yeah, and that's helped so much. So having all them friends probably means just as much as, you know, winning a gold medal as well. A silver medal, sorry.
That's right, no. But
I want to win a gold medal next time.
Well, hopefully you're able to achieve that. Sarah Vincey, thanks so much for joining us today.
No worries. Thanks again for having me.